the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
And staying with waste, the fascinating story of an Irish woman who ruled the rubbish scene in Dublin in the 1600s. Her story was discovered as part of Voices, a European Council research grant, which investigates, using AI, the historical experiences of women in Ireland. Jane Ohlmeyer, Professor of Modern History at TCD, is overseeing the work, and here she tells the story of Catherine Strong.
One woman's trash is another woman's treasure. Back in the 1600s, Dublin had an official city scavenger who was tasked with running the sanitation teams to clear streets of human and animal waste. In return, the scavenger earned payments or tolls from shopkeepers and traders. The person in charge of Dublin's refuse collection during the 1630s was Catherine Strong, a widow. In an age with no sanitation, the disposal of human and animal waste and the removal of refuse generated by a population of up to 8,000 people would have been a considerable challenge. This was made worse by the fact that the majority of citizens and their livestock, chickens, pigs, cows and horses, lived on top of each other within the city walls in the nexus of medieval streets around Dublin Castle and Christchurch Cathedral. At the best of times, this was a breeding ground for disease, plague and pestilence. Something that the burial records attest to. One can only begin to imagine the stink and the stench, especially in the summer months. The health and welfare of the city's inhabitants made the role of city scavenger so important. And the business could have worked well, except Catherine decided to cut costs and maximise profits by deploying just two carts rather than six to collect waste. Dung piled high and the city stank. Filth clogged the rudimentary sewers and refuse blocked the River Liffey, preventing small boats from landing along the quays. Making a profit meant more to Catherine than public service. The charges she and her workers collected from butchers, shopkeepers, hawkers in the marketplace and city dwellers led to complaints about price gouging and of only keeping a handful of streets free of dung and refuse. One contemporary complained of Catherine's greed. He raged that she is so much affected to profit as she will never find sufficient carriage to take away the dung. For where six carts are few enough to take away the dung of the city every week, she will maintain but two, which can scarce keep the way from the castle to the church clean. The foulness of the streets, as one man put it, upset everyone save Catherine, who pocketed enough cash to set herself up as a moneylender after the city finally fired her in 1635. So Catherine Strong proved to be an astute businesswoman who exercised remarkable agency at a time when legally women were the chattels of their menfolk. For a period, Catherine turned the city's trash into her own treasure. And then, like so many women of her era, she vanished into history, her entrepreneurship barely meriting a mention in the chronicles written by men about men.